Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Yo, Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. What stood out the most yesterday, the great first half or the second half, which Hugh Douglas doesn't remember?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just mind got zapped from that second half.
As I look at the camera, like, huh?
What happened?
Men in Black show up and do the...
People look like, huh? What do you mean?
You know, I think Hugh's just mirroring the fan base. Because that happens a lot when things aren't perfect.
Like, amnesia?
What are you talking about? Yeah, total amnesia. Second half was crap. Let's call it for what it was.
I don't remember.
I would say the offense was crap.
Only thing I know is that...
We won.
A win is a win?
Is that it? A win is a win?
The truth might be that Hugh just woke up and found out that they won.
Well, that could be part of it. Yeah. Tired Douglas over here may have dozed off at halftime thinking, oh, they got this. No big deal.
I listened to it on the radio, but I did doze off a little bit.
Come on, Pop-Up. I think we need you for 3.5 hours on Sunday,
buddy. Yeah, you got to lock
it's in.
In the
middle of the day.
Couple poll questions here up to start the show. Are the Eagles closer to the team from the first half or the second half? 77% early saying the first half, 23%. They must have fell asleep like Hugh Douglas in the second half and the Eagles offense. And I like this poll question. Who do you think called the plays in the first half of the game?
See, now y'all just being messed.
The good plays. 61% riding with Kevin Petula, but 39% believe Jalen Hurts called the plays in the first half.
Yeah, I don't,
we got a lot of time.
Are they joking, or has Hugh really just poisoned these people?
This is Hugh's fault. Again, the rest of the season, all the good plays Jalen Hurts calls them, all the bad plays Kevin Petula calls those.
I mean,
we've established that.
Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. From the two halves, the way that they went, there could be something valid
there
to that.
There could not be nothing valid to that. And
hey, why they go stagnant?
You tell me.
I'm just saying. Mm. I haven't gotten any information on that yet. But I'm just saying it's all valid.
It's not, but we can pretend. 215
It's all valid.
592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, Jalen Hurts asks, hey, the first half was great, second half wasn't. What's the difference? Here's what he said after the game.
What worked in the first half, especially against the blitz?
Well, it's just about execution. It's just no different than what I've said on a Wednesday talking to you guys. It comes down to execution and got to execute at a high level and continue to learn as things go on.
Well, I think he answered your question, Hugh. What was the difference? Execution.
You mean guys weren't getting open and getting the plays called or whatever?
Or maybe he wasn't delivering the football where it needed to be.
It could be all of those things that he said could potentially be true.
Yep.
No question about that.
Well, I think it's a lot. It's everything. I mean, when you have a second half where you have negative yards, when you have a second half where you have zero completions, it's got to be everything. It can't just be one thing.
Yeah, definitely.
The confounding part is, and Kyle said it well in the first segment, we see what they can be. We saw it in the second half last week.
And that's the most frustrating thing about all of this, Joe.
Yes. You know, when it comes to the defense, I give them some grace. It's still really young on the defensive side. The Bucs made some big plays. They didn't sustain drives. They made a couple of splash plays. I like the way the defense played yesterday. Even without Nolan Smith out there, I thought Fangio called up the blitz at the right time. They forced a couple turnovers. I thought Quinyon was awesome. I thought they made a lot of nice plays on defense. A couple big splash plays, whatever. That's not going to happen very often. It's the offense I don't understand. We can't run the football when we need to. At times, yeah, super inconsistent. It has been a theme here. All right, let's hear from Jordan Mailata on the offense and his take on what's going on and what could be changed.
I think we have to do a better job up front at executing, but also, you know, again, if we know that they're going to load the box, let's kind of see how we can pick them apart, whether we run more play actions. But I think it all starts with us up front, with the execution. And I think, again, you look at the plays, we're always one away, and that is such a big momentum killer and drive killer.
What'd you make of Mailata there saying we could do a little more play action? Do you take that as a little bit of a questioning of the coach?
Well, I take
calling.
Okay, I'm a long talk.
Just go for it
a little bit, mm-hmm. Because I think that, you know, we're in reckless territory right here, Joe.
Well, you led us here last week, so let's dive full in.
So when he says that, there is some indictment on the coaches,
okay,
because they're calling the plays, mm-hmm. But that's the reality of playing this game and being a dynamic running team. I talked about that all last week, about how when I started talking about history in the past and play action and Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts, that's what made them so successful, because everything played off of that. Now, you look at these games that we've played and we've won, it feels like, even though this offense has had its moments, it's disjointed.
Yes.
Now, to me personally, when I watch them, they don't really run plays that complement one another. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is this. You know, for all the cats that play Madden, you have certain tendencies and certain play actions or certain pass flow that you have that mimics other plays, that kind of disguises that play, if you know what I will. Say, like, when we talk about play action all the time, the fact that you do that draw fake to Saquon freezes the linebackers. And then you see a lot of times where they'll fake the draw, and the quarterback could take the ball and he'll throw it quickly to one of the receivers. Mm-hmm. That's that you. If you're playing football, especially on the defensive side, you have to honor that action, because it's potential that if he hands that ball off and you're not in position to make that play, it can hit you for a big run.
Our version of that recently has been the RPO with Jalen Hurts, right? It's like the play action you're talking about, but designed more for the mobile quarterback,
because
it uses his legs. And I don't know if we're doing that as much. It doesn't feel like it.
Because you're talking about, say, when RPO ran well, you would have the option motion. Like, both guys would sprint out, and the running back would be with him. You got to honor that. As a linebacker, you have to honor that.
Yep.
Instead of dropping back, and then you'll see the quarterback, either he'll hand the ball off, or he'll throw it over your head where the linebackers are, and he'll give the receivers the time to get behind the linebackers to make that play. We don't have any of that now.
Feels like we're doing less of what made Jalen so effective early in his career.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways to measure offense. We could do it points per game, which is a pretty simple one. One that I always look at is yards per play. It's just like, how often are we moving the football in chunks? Just an average of yards per play. Currently, and I know there's four teams to play, right? Monday Night Football is tonight. There's two Monday Night games tonight. So not all the teams have played 4 weeks, but pretty much. The Eagles are 30th in the NFL in yards per play on offense, 4.2 yards per play. The only teams behind them, the Cincinnati Bengals, who are playing a backup quarterback now, and the Tennessee Titans, whose quarterback yesterday said, we asked about the team and how they're playing. So that's
what did he say, Joe?
He said, we asked. I mean, he was asked. That's what he said. That's what he said. We're only in front of those teams. 215-592-9494. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing?
Hey, Will. What's up, buddy?
Let me cook for a minute, man. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what I want everybody to understand. We're not taking in consideration. That same beating that Saquon took, so did our offensive line, man. You know, and we went a whole season with them blocking for Saquon and blocking with the tush push, right? So I think a lot of wear and tear is on that offensive line also. What I want to see also, too, is Saquon need to start running downhill, you know, because when you just handing it off in that RPO formation, he's not able to really see down the field. I noticed when you lined up in like the pistol or the eye, you know what I'm saying? He could see downfield and he was getting more yardage. And plus, he got a boost of speed. You know what I'm saying? But what I want to say also is the thing with what I was really looking at with Jalen and AJ, Jalen timing is a little bit off. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to put that all on AJ, but also AJ, you wasn't getting loose yesterday, man. And every time you complain, they putting a double team on you. So, you know, you're going to have to take some of that blame, too. Just keep your mouth shut. Wait for that ball. And when that ball do come to you, catch it, man. Because, listen, we don't need these distractions. We got another Super Bowl to win. We off to a good 4-0 start. And just like I told Kyle when he did the show alone, he said, well, do you think we're going to go 4-0? And I was kind of like iffy, and I said, you know what, truck it. Yeah, we're gonna go 4-0. Yes, sir.
Well, then 4-0 they're at. And speaking of the AJ thing, Will, and look, it's a thing now because he put it out there. And if people missed it, AJ right. Brown yesterday, and Will, good phone call, man. We appreciate AJ Brown yesterday, and we're gonna break this down in a full Big Hugh breakdown coming up. But AJ Brown put this quote up yesterday after the game. Quote, if you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way. So that is out there now. They did target him yesterday. We can't say they didn't target him. I think it was, what, 9 targets?
Mm-hmm.
2 catches, 7 yards. So it is out there. Now, let's hear how the whole thing sounded yesterday right here on WIP. The Eagles moved to 4-0. This team has won 20 of 21 football games. It is amazing how they have these moments in the games where they make you feel not great, but the end result is the same basically every week. The Eagles always win. They did it yesterday with a lot of their star players making big plays. Here's how it sounded on WIP yesterday as the Eagles take down the Buccaneers.
Today, the Eagles and the Bucks in the sun of Tampa, Florida.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In the punt is Dixon. In the return, Dotson. It's blocked and it's picked up and running with the football and scoring. It is Sidney Brown.
Special teams did it last week. Special teams doing it once again.
Hurts goes with a quick pitch and taking it in for the touchdown is Dallas Goedert. Hurts pitches it up to Goddard. Touchdown!
Little shovel pass.
Another shovel pass to Goddard. The Eagles 21. The Bucks 3. Eagles have been better in every phase of the game.
They have been, today. Yes. So they're going to give Chase McLaughlin, their kicker, an opportunity from here.
65-yarder, last play of the half. Bola spotted the kick is away, and the kick is... He got it.
By the hair of his chinny chin chin.
Rolling is Mayfield. He's going deep downfield, and it is caught. And running for a touchdown this time is Mbuka. Goes down the far sideline with a 77-yard touchdown. Eagles had led 24-3, and now it is 24-13. 10 unanswered points by the Bucs. Mayfield signal gives it off inside again to Irving. Is the football lost? I think the football was fumbled and the Eagles have it.
You got it.
Yes.
You got it. You called for it. You got it.
They're going to touch push. Hurts. Fakes.
Thanks, though.
He's going to run.
I don't think so.
And he's going to score. It's Barkley.
They fake the tush push. They give it to Barkley.
and around, he's in for the touchdown.
Around the outside on the left, and he goes in.
Yes, he does.
Unscathed.
The Eagles now lead 31-13. Back goes Mayfield. He's looking for room. He's firing down the far side of the field. It's caught and going all the way for a touchdown. Again, the Bucs have scored, and this time it is Bucky Irving.
They're not going away.
A 72-yarder. Chase McLaughlin, one game, could he have a 65-yarder and a 58-yarder? The kick is away, and the kick is, he's got it. The Eagles right now are fighting for their lives. They were precise. They were outstanding. They had the Bucs on their heels in the first half. Now they are trying to hang on for dear life, leading by 8 points. Mayfield back. He's being chased. He starts to run. He goes to the outside, and he is firing, and it is tipped and intercepted. It was intercepted by Jahad Campbell. Eagles are trying not to win, but to escape. Hurts on third down and two. Back looking. He fires. It's incomplete. This is the play of the game. Each play becomes bigger and bigger. Snap to Mayfield. He's back. He's being chased. He fires. He completes it short of the first down. Now the ball is being batted around and knocked out of bounds. But the Eagles are going to take over on downs. The final score, the Eagles 31, Tampa Bay 25. That's it. They won. Some wins feel better than others.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Merrill hit the nail on the head at the end. I like the music in the background, too. They go down to Tampa, exercise some demons. You know, for as frustrating as they are at times, they do make an amazing amount of clutch winning plays.
Yes!
There's something to them. I think it's the first time a team has won 20 out of 21 since the Patriots 03-04. Like when Bond and Jahad Campbell made those plays late, those are just clutch plays to win the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they also go full halves without a completion.
No, but hey, listen, they're 4-0. Mm-hmm. Now, okay. We need to step back from this. Okay.
That's what we're trying to do.
We're going to have some truisms right now. We're about to have some true truisms.
I like those, but as long as you're telling the actual truth.
I'm going to tell the truth.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's truth.
No, it's the truth.
Mark this time down. 10:44, Hugh tells the truth.
Okay. Are the Eagles the defending Super Bowl champion?
Well, you obviously didn't take the pledge, but yes.
No, I promise you I'm a tied in if you just follow me for like 2 seconds.
Yes, they are.
Have they been winning pretty?
No.
They haven't?
Mm-mm.
Okay. That's a fact.
So I got two facts. I'm two for two. Let's see if I keep going.
Now, see where we're going.
Yeah.
Right now, in the NFC, who looks better than the Philadelphia Eagles? Right now.
No one. I'd say the closest is Detroit, but no one looks better.
Game, set, match. Right there.
Oh, that's...
No, but listen...
Nah, game, set, match.
No, listen to what I'm saying. Now... Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit more.
You've let me down. I thought I was going to get somewhere. Game, set, match.
Game, set, match. But here's another thing. This is another truism. Before last night's game, we all went into that game thinking that the class of the NFC might be the Green Bay Packers, correct? No, I'm just asking.
Lost the Browns last week.
They lost the
Browns.
But we thought that they were going to be a legit contender, right?
Yeah, yes.
They lost to the Browns, right?
Yes, last week.
And they tied with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, which is embarrassing.
Which is pretty bad. Oh, Micah Parsons night.
It's embarrassing.
What have I done to deserve this?
They're not who they thought they were.
Wait a second. When we first started working, you said, don't look at other people's grass. And now you're sitting over here looking at everyone else's grass.
I have an agenda.
Yeah, well, you have an agenda every day.
No, I'm trying to, not an agenda so much. It's perspective.
Okay.
Like, we're not playing our best football. And that's not a lie.
The first truth you've said in 45 minutes.
That is not a lie. But they're 4-0. And they're playing the best football out of the conference right now. They're playing the best out of the conference. And I think the thing that we're hoping for is that they're going to get better. And even if they don't get better, they still like one of the better teams in the conference.
But we knew that already. I mean,
And they're 4-0.
Yeah.
They're living up to the expectations. Now,
well, more like mine, because someone on this show said 2-2 is acceptable through the first four
weeks. I said it was.
And but I said 3-1 at best.
We've exceeded that.
Yeah. At worst,
so I look at it like this, and this is the thing that we have to do as fans, Joe. And it's hard to do because we always like to compare this year to last year. Each year in the NFL is its own year. You know, when you talk about the way that the offensive line play right now, that is not – they're not playing well.
Didn't you start this by saying we won the Super Bowl?
I know.
It was just the fact that the point that I was making was we are defending Super Bowl.
That's right. My bad. I'm crossing up agenda.
Yeah, you are.
You didn't take the pledge.
Let me cook.
I mean, we're trying.
And the thing is, it doesn't look that great right now. But when you look at the standings, and you look at where we are, if the playoffs started, we're in the playoffs today.
It's September.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to give you perspective. I'm just trying to give you perspective.
There's like, so
the
much
point of this conversation
go.
Is perspective. The point that I'm making is we are in a good spot. Wait, we're 4-0.
But they're supposed to be in a good spot. They're the Super Bowl favorites.
No, not when you talk about the way that they've been playing. Like we've been griping since week one about this offense, about the lack of production from the receiver.
With good reason.
Yeah, but they're still in a good spot, though.
Because they have the best players. I guess I view the Eagles differently. To me, they're Ohio State. They're supposed to win every single football game, and it's about how they win them. And that's the way
style
we talk
points.
About it. Well, not, it doesn't have to be style
it,
points.
It kind of feels like
no, I don't think so.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, if they had completed, I don't know, three passes in the second half and ran the clock out a little bit more and won the game more comfortably, I think it's a different story.
Why not just like one more drive?
Yeah.
One good quality drive to put the Bucs away.
It's not cute. It's not. And I'm not sitting here and acting like it is.
They're playing with their fire
but
the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
would we agree on that?
But it's a dub.
Yeah. But are they playing with fire?
Yes, they are.
Okay. At least
yes, they are.
Now we've come back to some truth.
It's a dub.
Okay. It's a dub.
We got a dub.
This guy fell asleep in the second half. Aaron in San Diego is up.
You can't prove that.
What's up? I heard it already in the first 48 minutes of the show. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
Man.
It is a Live Your Truth Monday, and the first truth is that second half reminded me of that terrible caller on Friday, Dead Air Aaron. Oh, my gosh, how bad was that?
Yeah, Kyle, you missed it. Aaron had himself a little speech prepared and lost his train of thought.
That doesn't surprise me,
yeah,
actually.
Aaron had a couple good weeks here in a row, but we had a little setback on Friday.
Was it the pressure of putting him in the leadoff spot that one day?
It may have been. It's in his own head.
It got too big, yeah.
He said there were some contractors at his house. He was making all excuses of you people.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, Hugh Douglas school of excuse making.
Wait a minute, how did I catch straight?
Yeah, you're the biggest one.
If I may, allow me to finish that thought that I had from Friday to the Peter Schragers, to the Nick Wrights, to the Joe Negative Nelly Gillios. You can take the Buccaneers are the biggest threat to the Eagles. The 1-4
record. Well, that's
record,
not what I said.
The bobbles, offensive stats, and you can take those takes and stick them right up your pie hole.
Well,
okay?
I never said that. I said the Bucs were overrated. I said the Eagles were going to win this football game. I said I wasn't worried. Douglas over here was worried about the game.
Joe, you need to listen to the words that are coming out of Hugh's mouth.
No, I don't.
The only stats that matter is that the Eagles are 17-1 in their last 18 games, and they are 4-0 on the season. Now, Joe, if you're not going to stand with this team, okay, and back them, then get the hell out of the way because the Eagles are going to live their truth.
I was the one on Friday and said I'm not worried about the game. Hugh was worried about the history versus the Bucs. What are you listening to? I tried on Friday and you blew it.
Their truth is each and every week, whether it be offensively, defensively, or special teams, their mission is to go in on Sunday and kick their opponents' asses up and down that field with the ultimate goal of whatever it takes to win the game. Let's go, Birds! E-A-G-L-E-S! Eagles!
At least you finished it strong, Aaron. Aaron trying to pick up his call from Friday and a Monday? You can't do that.
Yeah,
I need new material.
Moments missed.
Yeah, that was a moment missed, yeah. By the way, you were the one worried about the Bucs on Friday. Let's be clear about that.
And I was worried about them because I said, you know, the history.
Yeah, yes. They're not that good.
But I'm not afraid of them. I wasn't afraid of them.
I mean, it sounded like he was dripping with fear. You've been afraid a lot this season. For a guy that says a win is a win.
I've been cautious. That's why I hit this four-leg parlay yesterday, because I'm cautious.
Yeah, how many legs did you not hit?
We ain't got to talk about the ones we didn't hit. We ain't got to talk about that.
Well, I just would just...
The Shayshon Broccoli one hurt me yesterday.
Yeah, well,
his
rushing yards are hurting all of us right now, including the Eagles' offense. What is going on there?
No anytime touchdown from Jalen Hurts even? None of that?
That was the shock of the day.
Yeah, that definitely was. Because that's usually a clutch one. That's usually money.
Enough of throwing these touchdowns.
It was some anytime touchdowns.
I
that
bet
used to
on
be
the
money
anytime.
The last couple years, man.
Yeah, well, it's been money forever. Just, you know, he threw them on Sunday. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on the show here. We got a lot to do. Merrill Reese is going to join us coming up at 11. We will get to a big Hugh breakdown of whatever the heck AJ Brown posted yesterday after the game. Two catches, 7 yards. I don't think AJ's happy. What else is new? We will get to that. Hugh's breakdown of what's going on. And I have a thought of all this about all this AJ stuff. At some point, enough is enough. I am glad Aaron brought up the special teams. They were awesome again yesterday. They've basically won them the last two games. I mean, really, they're scoring touchdowns on special teams. What a block there by Cam Latu. And the return by Sidney Brown. All right, a lot to get to. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Merrill Reese will join us coming up on the other side. His take on a win over the Bucs right here on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.